Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
today. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Hey, Jesus. You know what? If you all are mine. To listen to the word. Sing it.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my hang me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Take me to the King.
had to play that song again. I tell you, it, I don't know about you, but it ministers to my spirit. It ministers to my soul. Take me to the King. That lets you know that this woman of God, she's in the entertainment industry. Hallelujah. She is an actress. She is a psalmist. She is a minister. That let me to know that God can use anybody. Do you know God have people in the entertainment industry that love him? Ah, glory to God. But we're so quick to judge. But I thank God because he looks on our heart. God is a God that look at the heart. And I'm so glad that he look at my heart. Because if he looked at my ugly face sometimes and all the frowns that I make as I go through different phases of life, he wouldn't be too pleased with me. But I thank God that he look at the heart. Oh, God, I bless you today. Take me to the King. That's all I'm interested in today. Hallelujah, going to see the King. How the Bible tell us to work out our own soul salvation. How are we going to do that, Sister Benoit? With fear, hallelujah, and trembling. He told his people, he told his servants, he told his vessels, he said, don't look at their face. He said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord will bring you out of anything that you're going through. Oh, God is a God of mercy. Hallelujah. I had to encourage myself like David this morning. I had to encourage myself. And as I look back, Minister Tillman, I had to get a copy of my log sheet. I had to get a copy of the radio, the broadcast gates, and the speaker. On this program, you're listening to a time of reflection. And as I took this copy, I had this copy printed for me at Office Max. And I don't know why the Lord did this, but he said, get this copy. Hallelujah. And as I begin to get it, we're listening to this broadcast. It's titled A Time of Reflection. And as I look at this log sheet, the Lord remind me, say, now, you see the log sheet you have? Hiya, no, 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 she said. He said, I have a better one. Hey, glory to God. Because guess what? I can tell you every soul, everyone that have listened to this broadcast on the chat room, in the archives, you can't see them. He said, but I know who they are. And he said, all you have recorded is your dates, your topic, and your speakers. He said, but guess what? I did it. I know everyone. I know the people that you even couldn't even see. And I said, yes, Lord. I said, yes, Lord. And I got a copy, Minister Tillman. And today, Lord, you got to encourage yourself. When you're working for the Lord, God has a record. Don't worry about what man say. You just make sure your record is clean. Make sure that you have a good report with the Lord. Hallelujah. Bible say a good name is rather to be chosen. Today is May the 22nd, and our speaker for the hour is Minister Rose Tillman, and this not her first time speaking. The last time she spoke, she set our hearts on fire. Hallelujah. You talking about a woman that have been in the highways, in the hedges. You talking about a woman that feeds the hungry every day. She just don't feed them with natural food, but she give them a word from the Lord. And that's what she's here for us today, to give us a word. We want a word from the Lord. Our destiny focus this week is favor. This is a carryover from last week. Favor with God is better. Who are you seeking favor with? If you're seeking it from man, they'll disappoint you. But I'm here to tell you, if you have favor with God, God will never disappoint you. Hallelujah. He'll give you more than what you bargained for. Today is our 463rd episode. And I bless the Lord today. I tell you, you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages. Hallelujah, because they're recorded in heaven. They're just not recorded on Block Talk Radio. Every time you get on this line, a record is being recorded. Every word that you speak is being recorded. Even the thoughts that you're having. Because God said, only I know the thoughts. Hey, you know, no more shot. God is the only one that knows your thoughts. The enemy don't know your thoughts. Oh, I bless the Lord today for this wonderful woman of God. Oh, that's doing a work down in Denver, Colorado. Oh, the name of her ministry is Highways and Hedges. She's been born again. She's a born again, baptized believer, Holy Ghost filled, Haya no Moshaya. And she's in the vineyard every day working. She just didn't start on this journey. She's been serving the Lord a long time. Hallelujah. And we're just so honored. I'm honored to have the pleasure, hallelujah, to introduce this speaker. I'm honored that God have connected us. Hallelujah, not for no junk, not for no mess, but to do his will. Hey, God, we here to encourage you. We here to inspire you. We here to enrich your lives. We here to empower you to continue to pursue your destiny. We all got a destiny, people of God. We all have a destiny. Hallelujah. I see Elder McCoy with us today, and I'm going to ask him to open up with a word of prayer. I feel a fire right now. I tell you, everybody on this line, whatever you're going through, I feel this fire. All you got to do is stir up your pure mind. All you got to do is remember from whence you came. All you got to do is remember when you was in a pit. Remember when you was in a drug house. Remember when you was outdoors. Remember when you was destitute. That's all you got to do. When you begin to think on the goodness of Jesus, oh God, you'll feel like I'm feeling. Jeremiah says, like fire shut up in my bones. Oh, I bless you. Let me stop, because I want Minister Tillman to have, hallelujah, to have full course to speak what the Lord has given her to say. God, I bless you. Ella McCoy, open up with a
thank
word
you,
of
Jesus. Bless hallelujah. You. Father,
woo,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Because you are so good to us, oh God, and you
God.
Have
we bless you today,
us, oh
God.
Hear your word with the power and the demonstration that comes from your word, God. The power to break yokes, oh God. The power, oh God, to heal souls. Our God, for we know that your word is power, oh God, when it comes forth. Oh God, and we pray for the woman of God that she would come forth in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. God, let your power move, God. Your word, God, and bless everyone on this line, oh God, as they listen to this word. Oh God, just have your way right now, God, with the word of God as she brings forth the word is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. For this woman of God, hallelujah, she is a minister, she is a mother, she's a grandmother, hallelujah, she's one that loved the Lord, and she loved God's people. So with no further ado, hallelujah, we're going to introduce the son and present to others our speaker, and that's none other than Minister Rose Tillman from Highways and Hedges Ministries in Denver, Colorado. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Ooh, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Minister Tillman.
Praise the Lord. It is a pleasure indeed, amen, to be, amen, able to come to the people of God today, amen, to be a blessing, if the Lord will. The Lord bless me, Lord. I thank you today, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, Lord God, for this woman of God persevering, oh God, and being faithful to that which you have called her to do, oh God. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, oh God, with the Times of Reflections ministry, oh God, that she said a time of remembrance, oh God. Remember from whence we came, oh God. And we thank you right now for this time of reflection, this time to share your word, oh God. Bless each and every one of us. Heal. Someone on the line need a healing right now, Lord God. Touch by your power. Hallelujah. Heal, deliver, and set free. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Giving honor to all that's on the line today. Amen. And we thank you. We're coming from the Highways and Hedges Ministry in Denver,
mm-hmm.
Colorado. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And our topic is favor with God is better.
Come on.
Favor with God is better. It's ironic because the Lord had dropped it in my spirit about a month ago. Amen. Favor. The favor of God rests upon me. Amen. He said the favor of God is on you. Amen. And amen. This is timely. I needed it when Sister Evangelist called me. I said, I'm going through something right now. I didn't tell her, but I was getting choked up when she asked me to speak because I said, I don't know if I can do it or not. My God, hallelujah, because I'm right there. I'm right in the midst, amen, of looking for God to move in a miraculous way.
Come on.
My God, it's a time coming. God said, amen, you've been doing it all these years. Amen. God said, I want to show favor. I want to show you some favor. Step back. Step back and let me do it. My God. Hallelujah. It's waiting on God. Amen. For the favor of God is upon us in this hour. Oh, God. The favor of God,
Jesus,
abiding on one's life is better. It's better than silver and gold. Favor flows from God on the vehicle of grace. Because we know that grace means unmerited favor. Grace is a virtue that flows from God. So if the favor of God is in our lives, it's coming by way of grace, the grace of God, amen, showing favor on our lives. We are in this day and time and hour that we need the favor of God. Manifest it. Amen. Now, we've come into a time we won't be able to do the things that we have in our mind to do ministry. And then we want to stretch out, and our finances are not going as far as we need them to go. So what do we need? We need favor from God. Amen. To carry us on. Amen. We know we want to go a little further. We need favor. Amen. Walking out on faith with the favor of God. We got to believe that the favor of God is with us. We looked up in the dictionary, amen, Webster, it's the definition of favor, friendly regard. It's a friendly regard shown toward another. Favor, friendly regard shown toward another, especially by a superior, one superior. It's one that bestows favor. They're in the place that they can bestow favor. In this case, God is the superior. He is the overseer and the distributor of his favor. Amen. Favor doesn't rest. It don't rest on everybody. Amen. At all times. Amen. The favor of God, amen, is there when we need it. Amen. It's there. It kicks in when we need it. Favor. We look. We're walking in the favor of God. When things should be shut off and cut off and repossessed, and hallelujah, You looked at me and you said, I'm walking in favor, my God. Not on money, not on finances, amen, but on favor. We need favor. Favor is better than silver and gold, amen. So some descriptors of favor from the Webster's approval. Have a favorable opinion. Approval is having a favorable opinion. Partiality. Favor one over another. These are some descriptives of favor. Support, aid, sustain, to hold up, to prove, facilitate, to make easier. These are some descriptions of favor. When we are going through our trials, favor eases the load. You can be locked up in prison when you think everything has caved in on you. I'm thinking about Joseph. He found favor in the prison. Amen. He found favor with his father first.
Hallelujah.
He was a favorite son, we would say. Favor was with him back then, coming from his father, then from, amen, his brothers hating him and putting him in a pit. Amen. Favor follows us through life. So he found favor when he was taken into prison, found favor in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God has his eyes on us. Amen. He is watching over us. Amen. He's leading and guiding us. He's making ways for us. Amen. He knows when the trouble is there. He knows when you're going to, amen, fall into a pit maybe. Amen. You're going to get into a wilderness situation. God is watching over us, leading and guiding us, facilitating us, making it easier. My God. See, we go through things, the world look at us and wonder, how are we making it? How are we going through it? How did you make it through that situation? It's because we had the favor of God. We had the, amen, the comfort, the support of God. Amen. We were able to sustain because he was holding us up. Amen. And favor, amen, comes for God to prove himself. Amen. He wants to prove himself in our lives. When you in a place where you don't know how you're going to make it, amen, you're done all you can, you could, amen, through ministry and through, amen, giving of your offerings and tithes, amen, being a faithful, amen, church participant, you've been faithful down through the years. So when you come, amen, to a place where you can't see your way through, my God, hallelujah to God. God, hallelujah, will make a way, my God. He will, amen, open up, he said. Now let me open up, amen, the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. We got to try, he said, prove me, see, prove me and see that I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. You know, some of us have never been to that point where we need the heavens to open up on us. We've never been to that place. Things been going, you know, just going along, just everything is abundance there, you know, for everything you designed to do, everything you've done, meant for the Lord. But it comes a time in our lives, amen, where we at the end, hallelujah, and amen, God said, prove me now, amen, amen, prove me and see the favor of God in your life, amen, come on, somebody. Because I'm in, amen, the place of waiting. I'm in favor of God. I'm not waiting for favor. I'm in favor. Yes, glory.
I dare.
This is the children. The
favor.
Children of Israel found favor. The children of Israel found favor in Egypt.
Oh, Jesus.
They found favor. They were able to, you know, the Lord told them to go and borrow before they were to come out of Egypt. Go and borrow. Amen. Go borrow jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Now, in the natural sense, will a slave be able to borrow from his master? It's best. But the favor of God was resting upon Israel. They were able to just go in and say, I want to borrow your gold necklace. I want to borrow your gold earrings. Now, you know, a mistress will not, amen, amen, bestow their finery, amen, their wealth upon a slave, amen. But God was getting ready to do something for Israel. God was getting ready to bring them out of a place of bondage. God is getting ready to bring us out of a place, amen, of bondage where we've been held back, my God. And God, amen, is restoring his favor on us, amen, amen, making it, amen, possible for us to pass through, amen, pass over, my God, with joy. See, amen, the jewels of silver and gold, amen, no less gave them joy. They were probably, you know, somebody give you a gift of gold and silver and diamonds, you have great joy. You just, oh, my God, you'd be overcome with joy. You'd be awestruck. And, oh, my God, see, God's going to bring us out with joy. God's going to take us to the next level with joy, with abundance. Amen. God will take from others to give to us.
Come on.
Amen. He will take. He said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Amen. Oh, amen. See these cases of favor upon God's people. Amen. God, amen, a good understanding giveth favor. Understanding what the will of the Lord is for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It will give you favor. Just knowing I'm in the will of God, that this is what God has called me to do.
Come on.
That, amen, will bring favor in your life. Knowing you're doing kingdom work. See, you shall not be moved. You cannot be moved.
It is.
If you're in, amen, amen, you're in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, she found favor.
Highly favored of God.
She found favor, my God. God called her. Amen. Called her because God got, he has to know that you can stand adversity.
Come on,
you have to be able
now.
To stand adversity, my God. This virgin girl, amen, was going to bear a son. She was going to have to carry him 9 months, amen, and show Israel that, amen, she was pregnant without a husband. Amen, she was not supposed to be with her husband at that time, amen. But God would test us and try us, amen, to see if we can stand adversity. Amen, that trial, that test, amen, that one that would take us to the next level, amen, will be so, amen, that it's just a test to see if you'll be able to stand, amen, that which you are going through, amen, not by yourself, but with the favor, with the help of God, amen, amen, with the support of God. My God, you're not alone. We're not alone. Amen. If we're born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, we're not alone. Amen. We have God in us. Amen. And then we have, amen, God, amen, around us. Amen. God will send angels when it's necessary. Amen. You say, Lord, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to stand in the midst of my enemies? Amen. How am I going to, amen, make it in God? I will speak, amen. I have angels, amen, encamped around about you. And just like Jesus, my God, Jesus, he increased in Luke 2 and 52. He increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He had the angels encamped around about him. They sought to kill him before he was even born. See, God knows, amen, the enemy, amen, is seeking our lives. He's seeking, amen, to abort our call. He's seeking, amen, to cause us to turn back, amen, but he has given us angels, amen, to assist us, amen. He's given us angels as a favor from heaven, amen, so favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor of God. Hallelujah. It's better, my God, than silver and gold. The favor of God can get us into places, amen, and do things for us, amen, better, quicker, amen, than if we had money. My God, amen, save. I've seen, man, they call me, tell me when you're going to have a payment on the fund. God, he's given me, I said, from the last month, to say the favor of God. When they call, say the favor of God. When I'm making arrangements on bills, the favor of God. And sure enough, my God, sure enough, amen, it will go in my favor. Amen. We got to, amen, get it in the heart that it is going to go in my favor, regardless of what they say, how they threaten me. Amen. Everything is going to go in my favor. I'm going to flow. Amen. I'm going to float in this thing. Amen. I'm going to, amen, thrive on my destiny. Amen. With God. Hallelujah. With favor from God. That's the only way we're going to make it. Amen. Because without favor, amen, your faith might fail. My God. Amen. Your faith might falter. And then when you see, man, these things coming upon you, calamity, amen, when you see, amen, the enemy, my God, coming, amen, your faith might falter, amen, but you got to remember the favor of God is with you, amen, the favor that came by the grace of God, it flows from God, my God, we're always in connection with God, some kind of way, my God. Stay in prayer. Amen. Stay before the Lord. Amen. Remember the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He is over all, in all, and through all. Amen. Remember your tests come from God. Our tests come from Him. My God. You can be in prayer and say, Lord, this and that is happening to me. This, you see, I'm in the midst of this. Amen. He said, I know because it came from me. My God. It came to try you. My God. Don't be so soon shaken. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And your call, amen, amen, your call in the kingdom, amen, will cause, amen, a great amount of adversity or different types of adversity. Our calls are different, amen, so we will face a different test. Amen, so, amen, amen, so we, amen, we put all in our call. Amen. Because you have the favor of God. God knows you're on the field. God knows you're evangelizing. God knows that you're pastoring. Amen. You're putting your all in all into it. Amen. God knows. And God has, amen, assured you, amen, enough favor to make it through. My God. Favor will cause you to defy the laws of gravity. My God. See, God, amen, favor, amen, will enable you to stand, amen, and stand anyway in the face of adversity. Has anyone ever had to stand? Just stand anyhow when the doors close, amen, in your face. Amen, you just, amen, have, amen, the mind, the stamina to stand. Amen. So favor will cause you to stand. Amen. Stand in places where you could fall without the favor of God. Amen. You will stumble without the favor of God. Amen. Favor will cause you to, amen, stand, amen, and grip the place where you are to your feet to be like mine. It'll be like 9 feet, my God. I've stood in some places where, amen, I know, my God, I couldn't have done it on my own, my God. Hallelujah. I knew the favor of God was with me. You might share, turn around, and you're all alone, but you're not. The favor of God is with you, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Will be able, favor would make you able, enable you to ascend up to heights that in otherwise would be unattainable on your own. God will take you, amen, before greatness, and your gifts will make room for you. Amen. And bring you before great men. Amen. Before kings and rulers. Amen. Just stand, amen, in your call. Amen. Just stand, amen, believing God. Just stand in the favor of God. Nothing, amen, can measure up to it. Nothing can be a substitute, amen, for it. And you might say, oh, well, I wish I knew the right people. Amen. If I was only connected to the right people, I could make it. See, I know I'm gifted. I know I can go a little higher. Amen. But maybe if I was educated, maybe if I had gone on, amen, and got my degree, amen, maybe if I could speak fluently, maybe, amen, if I studied more, amen, but God's favor, amen, on your life will anoint you, amen, to go places, my God, that you never dreamt that you would be, amen. We got to hold on in this hour, but God is looking, amen, for saints to bestow favor upon, amen, those that have been faithful, amen, holding on, amen, in this hour, amen, God needs, amen, he's going to need a church on fire,
yes.
My God, he's going to need a church that knows they can make it, they know they can break through, amen, amen, run over troops and leap through, amen, over walls, amen, he's got, he's waiting on a church, my God, have a made up mind, amen, is the hour, my God, my sons and my daughters are drowning, and amen, but I got to hold on. Oh, my God, I got to stand tall. I've got to speak, amen, with power, the word of God. Hallelujah. I got to stay on my post. I got to stand where he's put me. Amen. If I don't have understanding, I'm going to stand anyway. But I understand. See, you got to understand what you're going through. My God, to go through it, favor to make it to the next level when you understand,
oh, woman, God.
God. You got to know the God that you serve, and my God, you got to know that he's greater, amen, than any adversity. He's greater than any cash. He's greater than any trial. My God, amen, you're waiting on God to move, amen, in your finances. Amen, God is able. My God, we looked at this tornado, amen, that blew through that city, amen, in your bank. My God, a 70 million is down. Hallelujah to God. Amen. The big old tiger, all these, they're down. God, show me the banks. My God. God can blow up a bank. My God. And blow some money your way. Come on. God is on you. My God. God will blow up a bank. Ball.
Jesus.
And hallelujah to God. And blow up, come on, somebody. Because God. We got to see God as a mighty God. See, we got to see God. My God is greater, amen, than anything that comes up against us. We got to see him that way. Amen. He's not a God that just saved us, and that's powerful in itself. When he can change a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, when he can change your mind, that's power all by itself. My God. But he's brought us into a kingdom. Hallelujah to God. A kingdom that's dripping with favor. My God, a kingdom. Hallelujah. Where our king is above every king. Our king, hallelujah, is able to make things happen. My God. He's able to invent ways. Come on, somebody. He's got the heart of the king, the natural king, amen, he's got the heart, amen, of your landlord in his hand, amen, he's got the heart of the debt collector in his hand, amen, what does that mean? That means I control it, my God, hallelujah to God. them. Come on, somebody. My God. Amen. They could shut, amen. They could shut off your money. But I'm telling you, God, oh God. Amen. God, know where you are. My God. Hallelujah. The ravens fed Elijah at the brook. I brought him food. Come on, somebody. My God. Amen. God, know where you live. God, know you've been serving him. God knows who loves him. My God. Amen. You can, amen, trick man, but you can't trick God. My God. Hallelujah to God. You can have a superficial love for a man. Amen. But not with God. You got to love him spirit, soul, mind, and body. My God. Hallelujah. Then you see the favor of God. My God. On your life. Favor will make your trouble bow. My God. Come on, somebody. My God. Favor will make it back up. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Favor will cause God to interrupt, amen, the world's system and Satan's program. Come on, somebody. Amen. The favor will cause God to step in. Amen. With Satan, amen, mentally evil. Amen. Oh. God will step in and turn it around for good. Amen. He let it go so far. Amen. But he'll step in and interrupt the program. Amen. He'll interrupt the schedule. Amen. He'll make the demons flee. Oh, he'll make the devil bow. Come on, somebody. Amen. At the name of Jesus. My God. My God. We got the name. Amen. That's above every name. And when we call on Jesus, my God. Yay. Amen. We get the attention of heaven. When we call on that name, my God, hallelujah. Favor. Favor is there, my God. Hallelujah. The favor will cause the world to see God's glory in your life. My God.
Oh,
come
God.
On, somebody. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. We call the world, your enemies.
Yes, Lord.
My God, your adversary.
Come on.
It's been following you all your saved life, my God. Woo! He will cause that thing, amen, to see God's glory, my God, in our lives. Amen. Amen. Favor, the favor of God, my God, amen, the favor, amen, amen, the, amen, the, amen, the partiality that God has for his people, amen.
Amen,
God is partial to us, amen, he said, I must set a table before
come
you,
Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah, stay where you are, my God, my God. Glory to God. He want to have a feast for you, my God. Hallelujah, right in the face of your enemies, my God. Amen. He want to see, amen, want them to see his favor on your life. See, they say you're crazy when you're standing, my God. When you're standing and you're standing all along, they say they crazy. Ain't nobody listening to them. Amen. They laugh at you. Amen. Well, they thumb their nose at you. Ain't nothing happening there, my God. But God says stay there. Amen. Because I'm going to spread out a table, my God. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to put, amen, a linen tablecloth on it. My God. I'm going to, amen, put a candle on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Shine and china and crystal on this table.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I'm going to show your enemy who you are, my God.
Who I am.
And
who I am
all these years. I got to show myself mighty. I'm going to show myself strong. My God, my God. Oh, the favor of God. Hallelujah is better. I'd rather have the favor of God. Hallelujah, than have the favor of man. Because men count on you. They change their mind. They walk away. They say they got you covered. I got your back. But man, I'll be gone in a minute. My God. I'd rather have the favor of God. My God.
Hey.
My God. Hallelujah. Glory
to God. preaching today.
Oh,
you don't know, fire.
I know for myself that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, my God. I know for myself when you seem to be drowning in a cesspool, my God, I is about to take you under, my God. I know God will reach down and come on. Before you know it, you're walking on dry ground. You got your feet right there. They hooked again. They're in a solid place. You're where you're supposed to be now. All because of the favor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the favor of God. And, I want to serve now from the devil.
The favor of God,
my God, is resting on me. The favor of God, my God, my God, is resting in my life. The favor I'm gonna seek it. Hallelujah. Whatever I speak, I shall have. My God, my God. Hallelujah to God. I am so convinced. Done for me. See, we got to be real convinced. We got to be so convinced. Hallelujah. That we can't be swayed. Amen. We can't be turned around. Amen. We got to be so convinced that the favor of God, my God, the favor will see us through. The favor is a vehicle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where God has designated for us to be. The favor of God. Hallelujah is better. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what God has laid on my heart today. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to wrestle with the enemy. You don't have to, negotiate when he's in control. He said, let go and let me do it. We got to learn that. I got it now. Woo, glory to God. And you don't know how he's working it. Hallelujah. Because his ways are not our ways. He don't sit down and take orders from nobody. My God, my God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Oh, he set things in order. He says, it's going to be this way or no way at all. Hallelujah. It's going to be my way. Hallelujah. Because I'm a child, God kicked you out. You're not in the plan. Hallelujah to God. He'll change it, my God. He'll make you the owner. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He'll make you the lender, not the book. Come on, somebody. Don't ask nobody for nothing. Oh, don't beg the world, my God. Hallelujah. Cry out to your God, my God.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory, God can change it. He'll change your circumstances in a minute. Hallelujah. The leper said, why sit we here till we die? Oh, glory. Four lepers without hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they want to change. They wanted to change their circumstances. My God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, call on God.
Hallelujah.
Call on the Lord Jesus.
Hooray.
He'll change things for us. He'll change things for us. He's going to change things around. Oh, he'll tear down some stuff. Oh, he'll tear down some stuff for his children. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where there was brick and mortar, he'll give you silver and gold. My God. He did a transfer for Israel. Oh, all they knew was brick and gold, brick and mortar and straw and making bricks. But he did a transfer. glory to God, and gave him jewels of silver and gold. See, he's going to change some things. My God, your labor, my God. He said, I got it from him. Oh, you done spent all you had. See, you done spent all you had, my God. And God want to take over now, my God. Amen. He want to, amen. He said, of the law of reciprocity, my God. That's what he told me. Don't go nowhere. Hallelujah. You want to leave the city. You thought about it. But he said, no, the law of reciprocity is going to take place in your life. I said, what is that, Lord Jesus? Whatever, amen. Whatever you sowed, amen, in the land, you got to reap it. You got to get it back. You're going to get it back. My God, my God. You didn't work, you didn't labor, you didn't sold. Amen. In a certain area, wait for it. My God, wait for your return. It's coming, my God. It's coming up. It's coming up for you, my God. My. Glory to God.
Been in vain in the Lord. All those on the line, your labor has not been in vain. Your labor has not been in vain in the Lord. My God. Make it give it up. Got to give it up. My God. My God. It's coming. Glory. Men given to your bosom. My God. Good measure pressed down, running over, shaking together. Glory to God. Man, bring your money, my God. Make the enemy bring your money, my God. He'll find you, my God. He'll drop your name down, Boshanda. don't even know nothing about you, but he's going to speak your name to the hearts of these millionaires. And so, my God, and make them find you. They'll find you. My God, they're going to find you. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just keep praising him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord,
God. Yes, God.
God.
We love
Glory.
Oh,
glory,
you're worthy, God, you're worthy,
you,
you're great, and you're gracious.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you
thank
today,
you.
Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
you're
Lord.
No, no,
thank
no,
you.
Yeah, there's
thank
none
you.
Like you,
my
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, we
thank
bless
you,
God. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank
oh, you're no, no, no,
your name
down
in somebody's heart right now.
Favor.
You got to give up. Give it up. My God. Give it up. Glory to God.
Yes. Thank you.
No. Oh, we don't want God to come down.
Jesus,
I want to do it. We want them to just freely give it up. Give it up. My. Give it to my child. Give it to my children. My God. They have need of it. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. See, we don't
yes.
want God to come and take. We don't want tornadoes and things. They're so horrible. Oh, my
yes.
God. When you look at those tornadoes coming, it's Jesus, my God, coming. They're coming and take it. Ah, woo. I don't want that. We don't want that. You don't want it. Hallelujah. You don't want them to come that way. Hallelujah. Woo. You want the freedom. My God. Give it up. Give it up. Oh, Shanda. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, this is God. This is God. This is God. Oh, we bless you today, God. The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, woman of God. There is not a God in my heart. Speak the word, God, always. Always honor your obedience. Thank God for your minister, Tillman. Oh, you're no more shit. The Holy Ghost has spoken.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you were speaking, I went to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 through 13. Hallelujah. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is the Lord speaking through the prophet. He said, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt hit them. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby sitting right here with me. And I went straight to this scripture and highlighted. The Lord sent me this while you were speaking. He said, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. This woman of God have preached under the inspiration of Almighty God. That was a word for you all today. Favor with God. Favor with God is better than attack from the enemy. Oh, God, you done preached today. All I can say is let the church say amen. This woman have preached. God is not sending these messages for naught. If you want favor in your life, You better adhere to God's commandment. You better be obedient unto his word. Don't look at what the enemy is doing. We know his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, but if you can focus all of your attention on your assignment, we have an assignment. What is your assignment? Hallelujah. What is your assignment? Hallelujah. We all should have one assignment in common, and that is, please God. That is to have favor with God. That is to have a seat in the kingdom. That is to have your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. If those are not your assignments, guess what? I am beseeching you today to seek God, because we're trying to make heaven. Minister Rose Tillman have a ministry in Denver, Colorado, called Highways and Hedges Ministries. And she's been in one place for over 20 years, feeding the poor, hallelujah, the word of God and the natural food. Hallelujah, bringing them in off the street and giving them a warm shelter where she can give them a meal and tell them that God loved them. Hallelujah. All we're trying to do is give gifts to one another. We're trying to impress them. But you better try to impress God. Because only what you do for Christ is going to last. Oh, you done preached here today, woman. Oh, woman of God, are you the most shut up? The Bible said the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sin. God is going to perform that miracle that you say you want. Hallelujah. Psalmist say, I'm looking for a miracle. Expect the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe it, you can receive it, and God can perform it today. Minister Tillman have preached. I'm going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. Ah, God, oh, God, oh, God. Woo, Jesus, I'm going to Elder McCoy, and then I'm going to go down the line. Elder McCoy, then Sister Albertine, then Sister Donna Shaw. This woman have preached today.
Glory to God.
Got a record. This here message has been recorded in heaven. Favor with God is better. Elder McCoy, it's so good to see you on the line with us today. We've been praying for you.
Glad to be here. My God, because the woman of God have preached the word. On favor. Glory, and as long as you do the will of God, there's going to be favor on your life.
Come on.
You're preaching about doing the will of God, and then you're going to have that favor. God, we just appreciate the woman of God. We appreciate this radio program. We don't have much to say, but God is just good, and God, we're just waiting for the anointing and for the power of God to get in this world where people will see, God, the people of God with the glory on them and come to him.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you, Ella McCoy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Albertine, and then to Sister Donna Shaw.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Minister Tillman, I just want to tell you, woman, that was just one of the most powerful ministries that hit right on home, and you want to see why, because I'm about to tell you. Evangelist Bernard, I thank you once again for your ministry. It is truly a blessing. I just have a bit of a testimony real fast. I'm just going to give you a little spoonful so that God, until everything manifests, and I'll give you the rest. The other day, I was propositioned by a friend to pay off all my bills, and I turned it down because I was not going to allow myself to sleep with him because I'm a virtuous woman. And after that, the Lord opened up the doors for me. When I tell you I didn't have gas money, I didn't have money for rent, I didn't have money, but I continued to bless people. I just continued to bless. So I went to my friend's barbecue, and just so happened, there was a friend sitting there who just got one of the biggest deals with Fox Television, and he's looking for shows. So I went today and had a meeting with him, and let's just say this. Let's just say the number 5, and that's all I can tell you for now. Let's just say 5. And but one of the shows I will say that they're interested in is called Beautiful Empowered Women, and it's a show about women and for women. And I would if I would have the honor to have Evangelist Bernard and Minister Rose Hillman to be a part of that show, it would be an honor to God. It would be an honor just to talk about your life and your ministry, because it's a show about women for women, and it just tells your life, and I just praise God, and that's all I can give you for now. But I promise you, when everything begins to manifest, you will have the praise report, and when you talk about favor with God, I didn't have rent money, I didn't have car note money. I didn't have money to give my son money for his graduation, for his prom. I didn't have gas money. I didn't even have food money, but I continued to just bless and bless. Okay, you need your hair done. Okay, you need gas money over here. Okay, you need this. And when I tell you the favor of God, when she preached today, the favor of God, you best believe it. You best believe it, because God, when he shows up and show you favor, this was nothing but God. Why me? Let's just say 5. And I continue to praise God. It's been glory. I don't want to take up all the time. I'm just so excited because that ministry, I almost started running down the street. I was ready to run down the street. I almost took off running because it just ministered to my soul. And I thank you, Minister. That was beautiful, powerful. I'm going to continue to pray for your ministry. I'm going to sow seeds into your ministry, and I thank God for women like you. That's what my show is all about, women like you and women like Evangelist Bernard. That's what it's all about. Praise the Lord God. I thank you.
That's why the attack comes. Because
that's favor, honey. That's favor.
On the other side. The enemy is going to attack you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. But God.
This line today, Minister Tillman, God ordained you to be on this line.
Hallelujah. That's nothing but God.
Hallelujah.
That's favor.
She'll tell you. I just don't call her every week.
That's favor.
Or Minister Tillman every month. When the
praise
Lord
the
lay
Lord.
Her on my heart, I call
Lord.
You Minister Tillman?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord
yeah.
for Minister Tillman. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to pray for your ministry.
Set up by God. God said, Minister Tillman said, God will blow up just for you.
Amen.
Do we believe that God will blow up a bank?
Yes.
We're
taking it all. We're taking it all. Amen.
For him. On the minister, didn't even know what she was saying. He didn't know that this girl was waiting in the wing with a testimony.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Y'all. I ain't lifting up me.
I'm lifting up God.
Because to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
I know.
This woman of God, Minister Tillman, on this line, and she's not on here every day. She's busy about her father's business. People that have business and people that have obligations, they can't be on a prayer line every day. Hallelujah. But when God comes along and the minister word, they're ready and they're prepared. Thank you, Albertine, for that testimony. Hallelujah. You ain't wanting to stay in the city. Try to hide and say, well, it could have been you. You could have been outdoors. You could have been without gas. You could have been without your mortgage or your rent. Hey, you know, but God, she turned down the offer. And guess what? Had she not turned down the offer, favor wouldn't have been at her door.
Amen.
God visited you because
Amen.
You turned down sleeping with the enemy. because God had a bigger blessing for you. Can't nobody bless you like God.
God.
Woo, he said,
nobody, no man. Favor with God, not with man. With God.
Hallelujah.
Favor with God, not with man.
The wicked is laid up
for
the righteous. I applaud you, Sister Albertine, because you came out and said that you told on the devil.
And remember, it's not just for me. It's for all of us. This is for all of us. This is for your ministry. This is for all of us.
Ooh, God, I bless
this favor is for all of us. It's for kingdom building. It's for all of us.
Ooh,
that's who it's for.
God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell you,
thank
when
you
God's ready to do something, ain't nothing. But see, you can't stop God's favor. When favor is on somebody's life, favor was on Joseph's life. And guess what? I don't care how jealous his brothers were. They couldn't stop the favor. And guess what?
Yes.
That person that they was jealous for, God has sent him to prepare a way for him, to keep him when the famine came in the land. Made him the governor over all of Egypt. You better watch God. God has set you up. Woo, let me stop. Oh, God, I'm full of day. Sister Shaw, God bless you. Thank you, Sister Albertine. How y'all no more see you? We look at
thank you. God bless you.
How y'all no more see
you? Woman of God.
God bless you.
Everyone on the line, God bless you. And, the word has been awesome. And the topic, favor, has really been awesome and a blessing to my life throughout this week. My focus have just been on God himself, and I'm doing everything in my power to walk in his righteousness, to get closer to God. I mean, it's just like Donna decreased for God to increase in my life. And my praise report is that I've been going through a lot of stress about this property that my mom left. She died. The house is in probate with 8 siblings. But I have one sister who's just really, really awful and put the house in probate. So we were running risk of the house being sold. I didn't care because I said whatever God would have be done with this house, let it be in God's will. Evangelist Bernard, I met her for the first time. She came down and when I was at one of my lowest points, she took me out, she fed me, and we had lunch together, and she came back to the house. She walked through the house, and she prayed. She said,
yes,
God, said, oh, stop packing. You stop packing. And I'm like,
Oh, it's all right, Sister Donna. That's all right. God is still helping you.
Yeah.
Oh, Isaiah, you stand on Isaiah 41. 10-13. Fear thou not. God say, for I am with you, and I'm going to help you. It's all right. We have to cry.
I called this morning because I haven't been able to sleep, and I've just sleepless nights. And the attorney called this morning. He said, your sister just want to be bought out. And it just, you know, I had someone that called me and said, if she want to be bought out, I'll just buy her out.
All right.
And was blessed because now I can sleep.
Hey,
but the word of God was stop packing. And I'm like, what does she mean, stop packing? We have to go. The house is being sold. And with my sister being bought out, it just shifted everything in a whole other direction.
Didn't I tell you that?
I'm not
told you ain't going nowhere. I told you when I was in that house.
Thank
we got to trust God.
Business.
Go ahead.
And that's
finish.
Because I just give my whole life over to him.
Oh,
my whole
Jesus.
Life.
Thank
over
you,
to
God.
The Lord. And I thank the Lord, and that is my testimony for today. I just thank the Lord for favor and for goodness.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you're no more she. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Keep on trusting God. You got to believe God. Favor is on your life. Hey, you're no more she.
Thank you, Jesus.
What it look like. Hey, Jesus. He said, call on things that's not as though they are. We bless the Lord for Patriot Greg and guest 2013 in the chat room. God bless you all. I just wanted to acknowledge you all before I forget you. Thank you for listening to this word by Minister Rose Tillman. Thank you, Patriot Greg and guest 2013. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Donna. We're going to area code 314, and the last four of your number is 5597. Can you greet us, caller, if you'd like to? Area code 314. 5597 is your last four of your number. If you don't want to have anything to say, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in today. Amen. God bless you.
Adrian.
Go ahead. Go right
that's
ahead.
Adrian.
Yes. This is Adrian?
Yeah, that's Adrian, my daughter. Her name is Adrian, too.
Oh,
that's
your
her
daughter.
Number.
Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, woman of God. Did she want to say anything, Minister Tillman?
She might not.
Okay, okay. Well, her line is open. She's welcome to say something if she'd like to. Oh, honey, that was a word for all of us. Evangelist Doris, God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless Minister Rose. That was so... That was an anointed sermon this afternoon. My God. And thank you so much, Evangelist, for texting me in the middle of that to get on.
I told you to get on.
It.
I did text some folks while we was on. I said, get on this line.
Yes.
You need some
and
favor from God. You better get on this line and hear this word.
Yes. And sometimes the enemy is in your way, just trying to distract you, but... That was really awesome that you text me in the middle of it, and I feel so blessed. And hearing the testimony is so encouraging. And, I mean, the favor of God is just amazing. And my testimony is coming. It's piling all up, and I'm just looking onto the cross for all the answers. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Doris. I knew, well, you love the word, so I said, let me text Evangelist Doris. Tell her I didn't see you on the line. I knew Minister Tillman had a word from the Lord. Because this is our prayer day. I don't know how many, our fast day, I mean. I don't know how many of you all had made the sacrifice to fast last night from midnight to 4 o'clock today. But I tell you, you can't fast and you can't pray, and God don't show up. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, give Minister Tillman, and I knew she was going to have a word from the Lord today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, do not disappoint. Amen. So thank you, Evangelist Doris. Amen. Amen. Sister Patrice.
Amen. Oh, Mother, Minister Tillman, that was so beautiful. And, you know, the favor of God, I'm here in Oklahoma City. And Sunday, the tornado that was coming first before it hit Moore was coming towards our church. And we just got to praising and worshiping God. God, favor with God is better. Oh, God, I'm just so grateful to God for your word that went forth. And I just pray that God strengthens you. And I also like to ask for you all to continue to pray for the people over in Oklahoma, Moore, Oklahoma, for the families that lost their children and loved ones. Continue to lift them up, keep them lifted up in prayer. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We certainly will. We have been praying for those families in Oklahoma, and we certainly, our hearts go out to them. And I know what it is. I went through when my mother and my immediate and extended family went through Katrina, so I know the devastation that's there.
Yes.
I my heart goes out to them, and we're going to continue to lift them up in prayer. Thank you, Sister Patrice.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to area code. I don't know. This might be Sister Corinthian. I'm not sure. Area code 209. The last four of your number is 4624. Caller. Area code 209. Last four of your number is 4624. You welcome to say something. If not, God bless you. Amen. Amen. We're going to my sister Dawn, if she's able to have a word. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn?
Yes.
God bless you. Are you able to give a comment or say something to the people?
Nothing, Dawn. I just favor with God. I just love that.
Hallelujah.
Oh. All right, all right. was like, I was doing something at the time, but God bless all of you. I was online. That was a wonderful message today, and I really enjoyed it.
Amen, amen. That's my sister. She relocated after Katrina, so she lives in Irving, Texas, and been there since Katrina, and she didn't go back home. So I bless her. That's my oldest sister. She's on this line every day. So God bless you, Dawn. Amen. We're going to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. Ooh, God, I feel a fire, God. God bless you, Sister T. Hallelujah. She might have her phone on mute, but we're going to go back to Minister Tillman. I tell you, Minister Tillman, you have set our hearts on fire. I went back in the log, the last message you preached, our topic was power in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, this woman, woo, you go back into the archives. The date was March the 14th. So if you heard her today and you wasn't on that line when she preached about the power in Jesus' name, you can go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com, search for New Destiny Ministries, and scroll down and look for March 14th, and you'll see her name on the profile, Minister Rose Tillman. She preached about the power in Jesus' name, and I tell you today, she's come back 2 months later with the favor of God, and I tell you, she has encouraged my heart. Amen. So I'm going to give it over now to Sister Ruby. Hallelujah, because she was sitting here trying to keep her composure. Mm-hmm. But that word.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Pastor Tillman, this was a blessing all week long. The Lord has just sent the word to his people.
Mm.
And I just thank you for the word to depend on Jesus Christ for everything you need by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, Lord, I thank you because my faith is more renewed and strengthened with this word. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, Sister Albertine, I'm going to have to put on some practice clothes. And I'm going to have to practice with Sister Ruby how to have some good manners. Because, see, we, Minister Tillman and I, we are fools for Jesus. Hallelujah. We are crazy for Jesus. So you going to help
I
us.
I love people that are crazy for the Lord. That's the best way to be. Praise the Lord.
Minister Tillman, she going to have to help us.
That's all right.
Praise the Lord. Everybody worship. Sister Ruby say everybody worship different. That's why I'm telling her, Minister Tillman and I, we worship God alike. Some people
Amen.
Are quiet and they're reserved. I am an animated person, and I can't sit in my seat. I think about what God has done for me. I might get up, run around the church. I might high-five a couple of people, because guess what? Nobody know your story. Can't nobody know your story. Amen.
Amen.
Going back to Minister Tillman for the final remarks, and I'm going to let her have the final say and close it. I tell you, I just love the Lord. Let me see if Sister T, your line is open. I didn't want to miss you. And the unknown caller, your lines are open. If not, we're going to close out, and we're going to have Minister Tillman to have the final comments and say whatever is on our heart. God bless you, Minister Tillman.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. She needs to cultivate us, huh? Give us some
Woo!
Culture, huh?
God, I tell you.
That's so we can mind our P's and Q's in the pulpit, huh?
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, no, thank God for you. Amen for asking me to speak. Amen. It says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Mm.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So he uses a voice, a voice to prepare a way. Say, how can they hear? How can you be saved unless you hear? And you got to hear the words of a preacher. because the preached word prepared makes a way in the wilderness. See, it makes a path for the sinner to come in. It makes a path. So we just thank God for using our voices in the in whatever way He uses us in this hour. Yes, yes. So there's a lot of pressure. You got a lot of power. Some people have a little pressure on their life. They might have a little power, but if you got a lot of pressure, that's going to generate a lot of power.
Those
bombers, they use those. But the pressure cookers, you know, the bombers that Boston Marathon, pressure brings power. And blow
That's
up something.
Right.
Come on, somebody. I come to blow up the devil's kingdom. Glory
come on,
to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord for today. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Amen. God continue to
bless
you.
We love you.
Amen.
Favor
God.
I'm looking for God to
be on your life.
And see what you are doing in Highways and Hedges Ministries. I tell you, you have been a blessing to the people of God, and you have been a blessing to those that are unfortunate, and all God can do is just open up the windows of heaven. He going to blow up a bank just for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I like that.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
God going to blow up a bank for you. Minister Tillman, hallelujah. He don't want to kill nobody. He just want to get some of the wealth into our hands where we can continue to do effective ministry. Amen. That's what God is calling for. I see another call on the line, area code 310. I didn't acknowledge you. 0120 is your last four numbers. Would you like to have words or greet us?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, hello, everyone. Lovely to connect with you. My name is Kim. I'm from the, I guess my official work area is Beverly Hills, California, but the greater LA. I had a question for you. I have a prayer that I'm standing on a few things, and I want to make sure I'm correct. And I've been looking and searching in the Word, but I haven't been able to find exactly where. But it was a woman, and I think her name was like Bazel or Buzz something with a Z. But she was the one who helped build the tabernacle, and God anointed her for a specific task that He had called her to accomplish. And I just want to make sure I have all my facts straight, and if there's anyone, because there's so many different interesting names in the Bible, if someone could help me set me on the path to find her name so I could write this prayer out and make sure it's authentically correct.
Okay. Minister Tillman, you have that?
I didn't hear the name.
It's like Basil or Bazel or B-A-Z. I caught a glimpse of it. You know, someone mentioned it, but it was in passing. And I know her work was that she helped build the tabernacle, and God appointed her for a specific task that He had called her to accomplish. And I want to stand with that and use that to petition my prayer also. So I wanted to find out.
We'll research that information. We know Solomon built the temple for the Lord. So we'll get back to you, Sister Kim, and we certainly will. You say her name start with a B?
I think it's a
B-A-Z-A-L. I mean, I spelled it the way it sounded, and it was something like Basil, I don't know, something. But kind of one of those long, lengthy names, but like with a B-A, I think Z, perhaps.
B-A-Z-L-I-T-H.
That could be it.
It's listed in Nehemiah.
Okay.
For those returning from exile, but I don't see where she helped build the temple yet.
Okay.
It's the Nehemiah.
As lit. I'm looking at it now. B-A-Z-L-I-T-H.
And that is in Nehemiah 7, chapter 7 of Nehemiah, verse 54. Okay, so we're going to have to read and get a little more info. What did you want to know about her?
I wanted to just stand on that one verse that, you know, because what the Lord did, you know, is a respecter of no person. So if he did it for one, he'll do it for another, regardless if it was an Old Testament or the New Testament. And I just like the fact that God anointed her for a specific task and that he had called her to accomplish. So I want to make sure, praying on that, because I know God has called me to something specific, but you know when you go with your petition, I want to make sure I have my verses correct, so when I remind God of his promises.
Ooh, God, I'm looking at another spelling of her name. It's B as in boy, A-Z again, Z-L-U-T-H, and in my Bible it says that name means stripping. So you going to make me get into this Bible. Hallelujah.
We'll give you that answer,
Sister Kim. So whatever you petitioning God for, hey, then from Genesis to Revelation, you can stand on any promise and any instructions that he gave to any of his servants. Guess what? God will back it up. So we'll help you with that, and we'll talk to you a little more in detail about it. So we thank God for that. That's amazing.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank God for you tuning in again today. God bless you. We see Evangelist Carol is on the line. Evangelist Carol Stafford. Honey, you got to go back in the archives, Evangelist Stafford, and hear this word. Minister Tillman and preach today. Favor with God is better. So we just want to acknowledge you, Evangelist Stafford.
God bless you, woman of God. Yes, I had to go and get my granddaughter, and I wasn't able to get on the line today. But truly, it's always a blessing when I do come to the line with Kingdom people. And I just thank God. So hopefully I'll go to the archives and hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless you also, man of God.
Amen. That was Minister Tillman that spoke, Minister Rose Tillman out of Denver, Colorado. She was the speaker today, and I tell you, you need to go into the archives, and you let Sedora, your granddaughter, take you and pull up those that archive message, and I tell you, it will bless your spirit, Evangelist Stafford. You need to hear that word in its entirety. I tell you, God, the Holy Ghost has spoken today, so ain't nothing else we can do but just thank God for those that still on the line, Sister Albertine,
that's right,
Ella McCoy, Evangelist Doris, Sister Kim, Sister T, your lines are open. And before we go, I'm going to ask Minister Tillman. I have a friend there in the hospital there in Los Angeles. She's a friend and she's a supporter of this ministry, and that's none other than Evangelist Earlene Cumming. We talked today. She was in ICU. She's out now. So we want to offer up some prayer for her and also those people, the families that have lost their family members and have lost things there in the city of Oklahoma City. So we're going to ask Minister Tillman to offer up a prayer. Evangelist Earlene Cumming, we definitely want prayer much for her. And remember, Tuesdays is our Tuesday at midnight to 4 o'clock Wednesday. We want to be fasting. So make a sacrifice, all of you all that support this line. Tuesday at midnight until 4 o'clock Wednesday, we want to fast and we want to pray. And I also want you all to continue and remember this citywide crusade that the Lord is going to help us to go and be a blessing in Raleigh, North Carolina, September the 5th through the 7th. We will have our flyers out early next week, and we're going to start promoting that. We're taking it to the streets. We're going door knocking. We're going to be the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Amen.
We are witnesses of Jehovah. Amen. So all we got to do is go door to door and let people know that Jesus lives. God, that none of us would perish. So it's time for us to take it to the street. Come out of your glass houses, put on your tennis shoes, and let's go out and spread this good news. The good news
that's
is about
right.
Jesus. It's not about
that's
us.
Right.
It's about Jesus. And that's what the good news is. It's about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. If you believe that Jesus died, if you believe that he was buried, and if you believe that he was resurrected, then why are we ashamed to tell somebody about Jesus? Hallelujah. When something good has happened in your life, guess what? You're staying on Mount Everest. And you're shouting to the world that God has blessed me. It's time to spread this gospel. Hallelujah. Let it be like the wildfire. Like the fire. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, this woman here preached today. So, Minister Tillman, I want you to pray for Evangelist Tillman and those in Oklahoma. God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, almighty gracious and merciful Savior, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father.
Hey,
Lord, once again, we come to bring our petitions at your feet, oh God. Lord, we lift up Sterling Cummings in the hospital and all those that found themselves unknowingly injured, oh God, by the tornado in Oklahoma, all the other catastrophes that's taken place, oh God, those, oh God, that found themselves without limbs, oh God, and Lord God, we just lift them up, Lord God. We lift up our elderly in the nursing homes, oh God, the mothers and the elders. And oh God, we lift up the saints everywhere, Lord God, that we become power packed, oh God. We impact our cities, oh God, that we would begin to go door to door in every
door
city, Lord. Lord, we lift these saints up, oh God, the fire. Oh God, that would be ignited back to your souls, oh God, that would be burning love for you. Oh God, that we would turn. Oh God, for filthy lucre, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory of God. Return back to our Savior and doing kingdom work, oh God. We thank you right now. We lift up our president. Oh God, every king, every ruler, Lord God, in every country.
Yes,
oh God, we lift them up, oh God, or every governor, oh God. Oh God, we lift the lawmakers up, oh God. And
yes,
oh God, we'll be mindful. Oh,
yes.
God, of you, Lord God.
I bust it like this so I can make it. We lift him up today, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
We pray for each and every one of us on the line, oh God. We stand in one need of another.
Yeah.
Oh, God, save, deliver, and set free in this hour.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There's three families today. Oh, God. Just in the, oh, God, the twinkling of an eye. We can lose a loved one. Our lives can be turned upside down. Oh, God, but we pray for understanding, oh, God, to those that have experienced loss, oh, God. And, oh, God, that they would seek you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we would not praise men. Oh, God, but that we would praise you, Lord God. We thank you right now, oh, God, for the healing, oh, God, of your body, Lord God. And we'll be healed from high blood pressure, diabetes, oh, God, arthritis, hallelujah, to God, cancers, oh, God. We pray today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we'll be as fruitful vines unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, that we will find favor in your sight, my God, my God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the cause of this broadcast. Oh, God, your daughter that carries it on, oh, God, and her faithful listeners, oh, God. Supporters, oh, God. We pray for the supporters of our ministry, oh, God. They, oh, God, hallelujah, abundance will come to them, oh, God. They will continue to support the ministries, oh, God. We glorify you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Well, you're no more sheep tail of McCoy.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
Name
we heard about the loss of your brother, and we praying for you. Amen. And we just want to know what you're doing, where you are, and how God has just been blessing you. Thank you, Jesus. Elder McCoy.
We just give God praise because he's worthy of our praise.
Yes, God.
And we did lose our brother a week ago. It's been 2 weeks now. And we're in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Okay.
And, you know, we are looking for the open doors that we might preach the word of God.
Yes,
and
yes.
As we go to different places and we see the hierarchy of the ministries and how God has to bring these hierarchies down and how we have to work in the midst of his people, that they will be lights that's in the world that will get out and save people. And most of all, we're looking for the love of the people of God to be restored all over this world, because God said that the love of many shall wax cold, and the love of the saints have waxed cold in these days.
Yes.
And we've had fall in love with our cars and falls and legs, fell in love with our money and fell in love with our houses.
Come on.
But we have forgot to fall in love with God.
Yes.
But we are, you know, just stretching out. And we're looking at all these, the hierarchy in the churches, and we're looking, you know, for God and praying just in prayer at least 1 or 2 hours a day, you know, just trying to seek God and see exactly where he wants us to be and exactly where he wants us to go. And so, you know, we just, just waiting on the move of God, and we're looking for a great move of God, because the word doesn't just come in word only, but it does come in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And so the power has to get back in the church. And we're just praying that God would just move by his power in the church. And we're just here and there. And we will go back to Tupelo and start our church in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Hey,
but,
glory.
We're just looking for God to just move all over that. The oneness and the love of God's people, you know, they come together.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to continue to pray for you, man of God. I have some co-laborers there in Atlanta, so I'm going to make some contact with a few of them down in the Atlanta area, and I'll give you a call.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. I have some people down in the Atlanta area, so I certainly will give you a call.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Now, tomorrow, we just want you all to tune in early. You're in for a treat tomorrow. Woo! We have a minister of music, and he's a minister of the word. And I tell you, I don't know how the Lord going to use him. This will be his first time here. He's a cousin of mine out of Covington, Louisiana. And you talking
Thank
about
you.
Anointed. This will be his first appearance on this radio broadcast. So tune in early where you don't miss the word and you don't miss what God has for you. See, sometimes they say the early bird catch the worm. Hallelujah. That's what happened. Jesus, the Lord God said, seek ye early. Seek me early and you shall find me. And sometimes we tune on late and, hey, we out of here. God have spoken. It is over. So God bless you, Minister Tillman, Sister Albertine, Elder McCoy, and Sister T. Seal on the line, and Sister Kim. We just thank God for you tuning in with us again today. Tune in. I tell you, you will have something to enlighten you each and every day. We certainly thank God for Sister Ruby being so gracious to let us host this broadcast in her home, and she's doing an excellent job with this switchboard. I tell you, I feel good in my spirit. Hey, hallelujah, that I just don't have to tune in, and sometimes I'm doing other things and I'm running late, but Sister Ruby is on target. She have this line up and it's on and ready. So I thank God for that. And she's kind of enjoying it a little bit. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing in her life, and thank the Lord for all the saints of God. So God bless you all. We're going to close out. Thank you, Minister Tillman. I'm going to go back a little bit later, and I'm going to listen to that word again, because sometimes you miss things while you're writing and trying to keep up with the names and everybody numbers on the switchboard. So we thank God today we had about 17 or 18 people on the line. So God bless you, Minister Tillman. We love you with the love of God.
Yes.
So we're going to close
thank
out
you.
With this song, Falling in Love with Jesus. God bless you all. Sister Albertine, I'm going to start practicing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God
well, praise the
good.
Lord. God is good. God bless
Sister
you.
Sister Cammy, I said hi. I didn't see you. I missed her for 2 days.
Definitely, I will tell her. I will tell her. Amen. And God bless
Amen.
You, Minister Tillman. God bless you.
Bless
Amen.
Everybody. So appreciate it.
the song won't play. I don't know what's going on.
That's
Hallelujah.
All right.
I see it moving, but it's not saying anything. So if you all on here, God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. We love you with the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. This blog talk. Hallelujah. Anything man-made, you can expect a dysfunction at any time. Male function. Hallelujah. It's all right. We love you all. We can't get it going, so God bless you all. Now you see this? It won't even end the episode.